together. Come on.
Yes, y'all. We are back. Salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSLTV for short, previously known as QKJJ. This is a special episode because it is a bonus episode. Less segments, more of us. So let's get into it.
Yes, indeed. Y'all, so this week we wanted to do something by different. We mean by definitely lifting the veil on our relationship. And you are tuned in with Queen
Jam
and King Jerry. Excuse me.
I was about to say, you forget your name.
No, King Jerry's in the house.
Dramatic pause. Yeah. And so, like you said,
yes. Yeah. Again, this week we wanted to do something different and lift the veil on our relationship. And we love the feedback that we get from people who've we've just met, and we even even with our friends and family, they
love our love for each other, and say that our energy is very contagious. So we were thinking that we can give you all we can share some tips and tricks that we use to love on each other more daily. Because we can't really give y'all any of our energy. We can just give y'all some tips and tricks for real. So this is the first love tip that I wanted to give you all. If you marry your best friend, it won't feel like you're married at all. Boom.
That's a good
Because some people, I know how some people, there's like such a stigma sometimes against marriage and, I have to commit to this one person and all this extra stuff. But there's a lot of people who are able to have best friends for a prolonged amount of time versus like actually being in a relationship for a prolonged amount of time. So if you find someone that's like your best friend and you end up marrying them, it makes it that much easier. Like, it just takes away that stress of marriage. You know, it's not just about marrying somebody. You're like, this is just my best friend that we happen to just hang out and do crazy shit with each other every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. So our topic for today is making more time for each other. And before we get into our topic, I just want to recognize like the single people who didn't have anyone that they could leave on during the pandemic, whether it was a family member or a loved one that you lost, or you just simply weren't in a relationship or something like that prior to the pandemic, because I couldn't imagine how you're feeling, but I do want to acknowledge you and let you know that, you know, you're seen and you're heard and everything. One thing that I've appreciated is having King with me during this time, because just having someone in general to share activities with, accomplishments, even hardships, etc., is very important.
She's only saying that because I clean her chicken wings, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
That as well. Mm-hmm. You buy them and you clean them. Like, it's one thing for you to do one or the other, but you doing both, I love you, appreciate you for it. Why are you shaking your head? It's facts.
Because I caught you.
No. So what do you think? How do you feel about like having someone in your life that's like your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that, and especially after what I just said about the, not everyone having someone right now during the pandemic. Like, what's your advice to those people and how do you feel?
Okay. Definitely makes tasks a little bit easier and daily life challenges easier when you have a partner or someone you can definitely talk to at the end of the day. Who can I run to?
No, I was like, what's happening?
No, let me stop.
The shit.
Yes. When I need love. So, you feel me? Like, and those
and little stuff like that, like those little special moments, you can't qualify those, like, and you can't quantify them either. So
right, And for those, like you said, that happen, you know, to have gone through this hardship by themselves, definitely keep encouraging yourself each and every day. It's rough, you know. And, of course, we all came into this world alone. Hmm. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to leave out of this world alone. So, it is challenging every single day. Even being in a relationship, there are always going to be challenges. But yeah, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Mm-hmm. Or knowing that, you know, you're getting to know someone else, or someone else is getting to know you a little bit more each and every day. And taking in those, you know, constant positive daily habits that you can both share. And I don't know. It's beyond that, beyond that, because everyone wants to feel definitely wanted, important, and at some to a degree, like, needed. Mm-hmm. So, again, for those that have gone through this process by themselves, you know, it is a lot, but keep encouraging yourself, even though someone else may not be there to do that for you. Definitely has been easier for me as well. You know, being a man, you're supposed to be a man, strong man, and putting man, man, but
whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, just the, you know, simple talks and or at least for us to, like, verify on certain things that happen. You like, babe, you saw that? Mm-hmm. You like, yeah, and then we agree, like, okay, I know I'm not tripping, so.
Yes, having someone to verify certain things that you see. Like, imagine not having anybody to sit down and watch the Capitol riot, siege, whatever happened. Like, not having someone to look over and be like, you see this, right? Like, I'm not just imagining this because they claim that we uncivilized. I didn't just imagine this.
Right.
So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. But either way, keep your head on the swivel. You know, keep your stress low. But having someone to love you back. Somebody love you back.
Oh, that's my song.
That's back.
That is so good. That is my song. We should have played that. That is my freaking song. And it's so freaking true. Just knowing that someone loves you and is going to make time for you. There was a person who was on Twitter the other day. They were like, their boyfriend, he does something where he, like, literally doesn't, his occupation or whatever, does something where he literally doesn't even have time to breathe. Like, he's always just going and coming home to sleep and then going back to work, coming home to sleep, going back to work. And she said he will call her while she's, like, getting ready for her to go to work or something like that. Like, he'll wake up out of his sleep and be on the phone with her while she's getting dressed or on her way to work, just making time for her.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Making time. All that to say, like, if someone wants to make time for you, mm-hmm, they will. So, we hear people saying all the time, like, oh, I got this going on, that going on, and complaining about the person doesn't have time for them. I think it's more about that person actually wanting to make time for you more than anything.
And with that, y'all, we're going to... Bless you.
Thank you.
And with that, we're going to take this time and a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. And then we'll be right back with some ways that you can take time with your partner. Does that sound fair, y'all?
Yep.
All right. Let's go.
Written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis. And you can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you're listening to us on. be sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a heart on SoundCloud. And you can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us in all of our details. We also have a monthly commitment option starting as low as $1 a month via Patreon/QKJJ. If you're unable to make the monthly commitment, then donate to us via PayPal at paypal.me/QKJJ or Cash App $QKJJ or purchasing from our store. Also, you can go to our homepage at qkjj.org, scroll down and click donate to support QKJJ. Now to King with some non-monetary options.
Thank you, Queen. So first thing, you can actually tag us when you're listening to the podcast. You can share the podcast on your social media platforms as well. And the third way, of course, we're asking that you tell 2 people about this podcast. And lastly, you can also follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. And of course, that's on Instagram if you ain't know. We will put this in our show notes as well. And we appreciate the support. And money is energy. So we are sending back the positive energy your way. And hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you black ass joy. Now, back to the show.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Thank you for that word from our sponsors. And I'm going to get back into the rest of the show because I know you all are wondering, like, what are some ways, though, that I can take time for my partner?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll give you an example. So, recently, King took off an extra 2 days from work, which gave us an entire 4 days to enjoy each other. So that gave us a chance to get some work done that we've been meaning to do and really just relax, you know, like sleep in those days that you can't sleep in and turn over. So that was something very important as well. And I just felt so relaxed after that 4-day weekend. We accomplished so much. And even though we accomplished a lot, we were still able to just relax and take time for one another, and it really didn't feel like we were working at all, for real.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Similar. I mean, having the time to, you know, sit back, have more opportunity, not only for our self awareness and our being, mental health, but also, like you said, just taking time for one another, because it's a lot of couples that don't either have time for either, you know, for their partner,
mm-hmm.
Their spouse, or even for themselves. So it's definitely something to think about. And we actually took that extra time to go to our local skating rink,
mm-hmm.
Which actually brings us to the first thing to do, or first thing that you could invest in with your money, and of course with your time, your partner. We took that opportunity to definitely get some exercise in, which hopefully you all are doing, getting off them COVID pounds. And it was great. It was fun. It was a wonderful experience. And the best part about it, you know, personally, being stuck inside too, I'm sure it may or may not have happened to you or someone else. But you get into a routine and you kind of like, yeah, I don't want to go out. You get stuck. And a part of me was like, you know, I don't want to go. Nah. Then once we did get there, you started to open up, feel comfortable. And definitely when it comes to that social activity or the activity of, you know, put some skates on and just feel like you're floating. You have a different, mm-hmm. you have a different feeling. Get those, get those chemicals working in your, you know, in your brain, and you just feel a lot more. Absolutely, you feel more calm and relaxed from your endorphins. But I mean, y'all, just taking the extra time to just sit back and be like, you know what, you're gonna be all right. Let me take these extra days off. They ain't gonna miss me. You know, somebody has an issue, they ain't gonna miss me. That issue's still gonna be there. You know, if problem solving needs to happen, someone else can, you know, could either someone else is, I'm sure, more than happy to go through the process. But for me, it was just that taking the necessary time away from working, because honestly, y'all, we shouldn't even be working as hard or as heavy as
we do. Don't even get me into that.
And unless you're putting in your own time and your own business constantly, you know, making sure that you're producing the best outcome for your business and something that you own. Other than that, you know, if you're working for someone else, and not to say that's not, you know, if you love what you're doing, but when you do work for someone else, keep in mind you are making someone else, you know, more beneficial, and you're propping them up, and you're not actually putting those skill sets and time and effort within yourself. And if that's as far as taking the time to sit down, shut up, get some rest, shut down, you know, mm-hmm. then getting back to it, refreshed, then you have to do that. You know, shut that computer down. And before we actually get into the list of all of this, you know, preface. By, you know, putting down your phones too, because that's something that I kind of did reference when you're shutting things down. Social media is definitely one of those things that can get us all tied into, get your stress levels up, emotions high, and it's sometimes just unnecessary to respond to some things as small as trolls and to, you know, things as large as something we can't control. So, it does take the necessary time to put in for yourself, putting your phone down for things that are not necessarily emergency reasons or emergency factor. Mm-hmm. Just shut it down for a week,
because
for a couple days, something.
Even when outside was opening, King and I was out on a date at a restaurant. There was a couple sitting right next to us that both were literally on their phone.
Yeah.
Heads down, deep into their phones, not saying anything at all. And it was just like, what is going on here? Like, are you on a date or not?
Mm-mm.
That's exactly how I felt. So I definitely would say, preface all these things by putting your phone down and actually committing to that personal time with your own partner.
Right. And also in general, trying something new, getting into a different routine. Mm-hmm. It's always good, but taking a break from that old routine. I mean, that old groggy, that old nasty, just constant mood swingy routine.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk away or get away from it, take some time away from it. Some new things don't always have to be physical. Mm-hmm. All right. You don't have to go to the max of physical. All right. I'm not asking you to go and do a whole New Year resolution and darn near kill yourself. No, that's not what I'm asking. Not at all.
Right. Skydiving.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, but you know, hey, it's my thing is just do something outside of the norm of those daily routines that you did last year.
Exactly. I would even say like, something I was going to say about the routine that you just brought up,
mm-hmm.
with, breaking up the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed it. Come back to me.
You got a champ.
Come back to me.
You got it.
Say what, you know how usually people usually say what you said again about the routine.
Yeah. Battle rap. Say it again. Say it again.
Yes, please say it again. Because I'm trying to remember what I was about to say.
Well, you will get it back. And if you do, just go ahead and tag in.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, thank you. I was going to say, trying something new could be something as small as, like, King and I got a puzzle and tried that out together. Mm-hmm. I know some of you are probably like, that's boring. But you start to see your partner's strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. the more different things that you all do right. together.
Yes.
And it's hilarious.
Right.
So I would definitely do, you know, even little things like that. Playing games, and since we're in the house, cards and stuff like that is mm-hmm. also fun with your partner.
There you go.
Especially if they're competitive. Like
date,
King.
Date night inside. And if the competition gets there, at least it's happening inside.
Mm-hmm.
Date night outside, if you have enough space or are open to do so safely, definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking dinner together is definitely usually something that we do every night or when we don't want to go out in order to go and come back. And we actually cultivate a space we want for our date night. You have to make sure that you cultivate that space. But definitely cooking is a good one because I can pick on whatever she messed up on and vice versa. I'd be like, I told you you added too much. Or she'd be like, well, you added too little. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It gathers a moment and an opportunity to cultivate an experience.
Yes, we've even done a exercise where you practice your communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And one person is blindfolded while the other person is instructing them
mm-hmm.
what to do and how to cook the meal.
Right.
And that really helps your relationship and test how well your communication skills are with one another.
Right.
Are you, and not even just communication, like what is your listening skills like? Are you willing to trust that person and listen to what they're telling you and know that they're guiding you correctly? Or are you someone that's like, no, I don't trust it. What you're saying is right and I'm just going to try to do it myself.
Yeah.
Thus messing up everything.
Right.
And, yeah, so it was something nice. It can be something simple as we made a pizza. You know, it's something that simple.
Right. Now, if your partner doesn't know the difference between flour and arsenic, you shouldn't do that. But I do definitely support, at least on that aspect, making sure that you're taking the time together and understanding each other's palate, seeing what you do and don't like. And that definitely becomes something a little bit larger. Like if you said pizza, it's a fair space
mm-hmm.
for open for both of us to share. One side, Queen can do what she wants, I can do whatever I want, but we're still able to share that same space together.
Exactly.
Quality time, yo, most important quality time, being attentive to one another.
Something as small as mm-hmm. like a small touch on each other, on that person's shoulder when you're like passing through the room, like mm-hmm. touching your partner on their shoulder when you're passing through the room,
mm-hmm.
on their knee or something, just acknowledging that they're in the room and not just walking past them,
mm-hmm.
or even saying hey, something sweet to them, or even like a slap on your queen's ass when she's looking good doing something.
Right. Now,
something you like that.
Right. Now, make sure you ask for consent before you slap
absolutely.
On the ass.
Absolutely. And another thing, like what you do not slap hard. King pretend like he don't know his own strength. I'm like, you are literally smacking my back. Like, literally, that crap hurts.
I want to make sure you feel it for the next time around.
Please, I'm numb for like 3 days after that.
See, there you go.
You are silly. But do you have anything else that you would recommend?
I know we may have talked about it on different platforms. We do each other's hair too as well from...
Oh, yes.
And that's, you know, that's a social... aspect where you can definitely build a relationship.
Yes, your scalp is connected right to your soul.
Right.
So you gotta be careful who you let play around in your hair.
That's true.
And that's definitely a process that takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be perfect to do with your loved one.
Now, meditating, reading together, whatever else helps, even mm-hmm. again, aspect of working out. That's just always
yes, definitely working out together. Start jogging
right.
together.
Right.
Improve your bedroom life.
Mm-hmm.
Endurance.
There you go. So there's always multiple ways. You can definitely come up with different ways. If you are interested in letting others know what you and your love does on that basis and mm-hmm. you get that quality time in, let us know.
Yeah.
Also, rate, review, like, share.
Mm-hmm.
and comment as mentioned. Also, since this is just the end of this bonus episode, all right, let us know how you feel about the bonus episodes and the work that we put in. Because let's just say, not only did we take some time for one another, we also took some time for you all as well. And taking advantage of that extra time, you're able to invest in yourself with that extra effort. So if you like us doing this and putting in extra time, giving you all these bonus episodes, or just, you know, you want to be able, you know, be provided with more content, let us know. We have to hear that feedback. It's wonderful for us because it lets us know what road we're headed, how far we have to travel, how and how far, you know, we got to put that foot on the gas or let up off the gas and push down on the brake a little bit.
In fact.
So, you can follow us on...
at TSLTV.
Uh-huh.
And that's our Instagram for our podcast. And I think we're pretty much going to just leave it at that. If you do want our personal and our business Instagram, it's already on the TSL.TV Instagram. So you'll be redirected to all of that regardless. So you can go follow all three pages. Because we can do stuff different on our TSL.TV page than we can do. But embrace facts, conduct your own research, remember to love yourself. I'm Queen Jan.
King Jerry.
And we out, y'all.